Hello and welcome everyone and happy Friday. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. I'm your guest host for today and my name is Adrian Sarks. Let me just say first that I'm very excited about the song. Thank you, Benny, for that song.
Welcome to the studio and the show.
I'm back again. It was a while since I've been. It was a couple of months
now. You couldn't stay away.
No, I just much love you. I love it. But let's just say I'm very excited to get the opportunity to host this magnificent and empowering show this week. As we allow Dina, she needs to get some rest, you know, recharge, take care of herself a little bit. And as the saying goes, Benny, the show must go on.
You know that, right? Got it right.
It's got to be right. So let's just get into this right now today about a topic that's been kind of concerning me lately, and it's concerning everyone across the world, fear.
Oh, big one.
Big word,
huge,
right?
Huge for many.
Huge
on
word.
On so many levels. Don't even want to start with the first one I'm coming up with.
Let's talk about embracing the challenges of fear.
All right.
You know? And I want you all just to think about the word fear for a moment. And it has two meanings, actually, two phrases that usually goes by. One is fear, face everything and rise, or fear, forget everything and run.
Ooh.
And I think a lot of people just forget everything and run. I know I was that way for a long time until I realized that fear is something that we all have. It's something that we do need at times to protect us from things that are life-threatening to us, but we should not let it paralyze us from moving forward in our lives and doing the things that we simply think we can't do. You know, I'm one for quotes, and I'm going to just throw this one out here right now. And you guys that's listening this morning, I'm Adrian Starks. I'm going to give some quotes because I love quotes. And so the quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, she said that you gain strength and courage and confidence by every experience in which you turn and look fear in its face. Think about that. You gain courage and strength. Every time you turn around, you look fear in its face. That's an amazing quote. But my question is, well, that's easier said than done, right, Vinny? It's easier said than done because we just can't all face our fears right on and just say, I'm going to deal with this. So how do we get through the fears? And that's by understanding that it's our perception toward fears. And that's what I learned. You know, let's face it, millions of people across the world are embracing some type of tough challenge right now. And if you're listening to this, you may be facing a relationship challenge, a job challenge, a career challenge.
Presidential challenge.
I'm sorry, did I mean to slip out there?
Yes, that challenge too as well.
Elephant in the room.
But we have to ask ourselves, but why do some people seem to push through the fears while others just fall backwards and they do what we call remain in the stuck position? And it's because of how they look at the fear. I always say we should look at fears with a winning curiosity because it's basically, a fear is an obstacle, something that we are afraid of that we think we can't handle. In reality is we can handle it and we need to address that thing, right? A little bit about my story. So 3.5 years ago, I went through an unexpected divorce. And one of my fears was the fact of failure. I feared shame. I feared disappointment. I thought everybody was going to be against me. I thought everyone was going to laugh at me. And I had to get beyond that fear mechanism and to realize that it wasn't the fear itself that I was fearing. It was me fearing my ability to get through the fear, if you guys are following my drift on this. And so the reality is that in society we live today, we're driven by fear because fear has been used for so many centuries to control people, to make them stop in their tracks, not go here, not do that, and just remain as they are. So if you're listening today, I want to remind you that your fear is normal to have, but it's not normal to allow it to paralyze you to the point to where you're scared to take some risk. You're scared to walk into the unknown. You're scared to take on a challenge because challenges is where we find adventure. Adventure is where we find experiences. Experiences, ladies and gentlemen, is where we get lessons, and lessons teach us to make better decisions in life. Hello. So the question is about this. Do people around the world, I mean successful people, have fears? Of course they do. I mean, we're living right around the corner from one of the richest men in the world, Bill Gates. Do you think he has some fears? I think he has fears.
I bet he has plenty.
I think he has plenty, too. Being someone like him, that important? Of course he does. You know, when we're looking at Jeff Bezos, the Amazon guy. I call him the Amazon guy.
Oh, him too.
Because he's so cool.
The other rich guy.
He's so cool.
There's a couple rich guys here.
He's amazing. But he has fears, too. Yeah. Oprah Winfrey, think she has fears? One of the richest women in the world? And one of the amazing women in the world, Dina Marie, do you think she has fears? I think she does, but she probably won't tell us. But the thing is that we all have fears, ladies and gentlemen. And the thing about fear is that it will not disappear. It will not go away unless you learn that you're going to have to step toward it and deal with it head on and ask yourself, why am I afraid of this thing? I love talking about champions, and champions in life, I feel, have been given the wrong terminology for a long time. Many people associate champions with winning contestants, athletes, competitors, and that's part of the truth. But you see, I have a good friend named Noah Webster, and he and I have a lot of silent conversations. Hope you get the Webster part right, guys? But a champion is an advocate, someone who stands for a cause, and they push through their fears, their obstacles, to see that cause come to a production or a result, no matter what happens along the way. So reality is that I believe that we all are champions in life if we learn to deal with our fears head on and stop letting our fears stop us right in the midst of our tracks. So thing I want to ask you is that when you're going through something in life, a huge obstacle, ask yourself three questions first. What has happened? We have to identify exactly what has happened. Don't ignore it. Don't suppress it. Deal with that emotion. Ask yourself what's happened. Two, what is happening now? What are you going to do about that? What step do you move? You know, do you move forward or do you move backwards? Do you worry? Do you have self-doubt? Or do you have courage and just say, I'm going to deal with this right now? And then the third step is, what do you want to happen next? And this is the thing that many people, they don't even get to the third step because they're so caught up in the first step. What has happened to me? And reality is, I believe that life happens. Life is happening for us, not just to us. But when we experience something, it's our perception of the experience that brings about the fear or whether we can't move forward or we can move backwards. So we have to look at, what do we want to happen next? I overcame my obstacle of dealing with fear of failure by simply understanding the fact that I was going through a divorce and I didn't like it, but I had to deal with it and I had to walk forward through it. No matter the amount of blame or ridicule I got in behind it, it was just something I had to deal with. And I realized it made me so much stronger because I did not run away from it, and I certainly didn't blame anyone for it. So if any of you right now are listening to this, we all have fears. And the reason why I want to talk about fear today is because fear is something that will stop you from developing the better part of yourself. It will stop you from experiencing the wonderful part of life. It will stop you from moving forward, you know, taking trips, learning more about your family, learning more about your relationships, about you. Fear has an amazing way of saying you're not good enough. And I want to tell all of you today that you are good enough, and you have the ability to champion up your mindset to realize that fear is going to come, and fear happens to everybody, and fear happens when you walk into the unknown. And every day you should start looking at, how are you going to walk into your courage? And I think courage is something that we're missing in today's society, because we think courage belongs to people who are just facing the you know, fiery burnaces of things, and it has to be some just life and death situation for courage to come about. Courage comes in the smallest actions. Courage comes from telling someone no when you should be telling them no. You know, even they want to hang out and they say, oh, man, you suck. You know, and, oh, yeah, fine. Yeah, I do suck. That's okay. And courage comes from saying yes to the things that you should be saying yes to, even if it scares the living daylights out of you. You got to say yes. Courage is doing the things that other people won't do. You know, courage is walking into the unknown and not knowing what's going to happen. And here's the thing about the world I want us to talk about today also, too, when it comes to fear, when it comes to courage. Many people look at the world as this big, scary place that everything is going on and it's no control. And reality is that we can't control the world. Okay, let's just put that out here on the table right now. No one can control the world. You can't control the world spinning on its axis. You can't control any of that. But what you can control is your ability to deal with your world, your personal world. Not saying that we have to ignore what's going on, but we cannot let the things around the world that we can't control put us into fear, because that takes us away from our courage. So your responsibility is to look at your world and what you can continue to improve yourself on and condition yourself for to walk away from your fears and walk into your courage. And that's important. So, Benny, let me ask you a question. What is something that you fear?
Ooh, making sure I hit my talking points all right. I mean, if we want to get down to like a career side of things, mm-hmm. you know, as far as getting it right the first time, I'm more of a perfectionist, I should say, around that. So I have fears for sure. That, I mean, could just come right out of the gates with it.
I like that. See, he walked right into that question. That's what I'm talking about, courage, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm done.
He passed the test.
Okay. I'm sweating over here.
But for all of you who may not know me, this is my first time hosting a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Dina gave me the opportunity to do it, and I didn't pass it up. I didn't say, well, I've never done it before. This is going to not be good. I'm going to fail at it. I just walked right into it. And these small things that we can do that can help us develop our courage muscle, ladies and gentlemen. And when we walk out in the world and someone's scared of something and they say, well, what about this? We can say, well, what about that? I'm doing these things on a daily basis to improve myself, to make myself stronger. Why am I going to worry about that? And that's how we get through the fears of life, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Eleanor Roosevelt said that, you know, you got to look fear in the face every single day. Your uncertainty is fear. Your self-doubt is fear. Your insecurity is fear. You know, your anger can be fear at times. Your sadness can be fear. And we've got to look beneath that layer and say to ourselves, what can I do about this fear at this moment? And simply the truth is right now is that you cannot ignore it. You have to deal with it as it is and know that you are greater than your fears because you are a champion in your life. So we're going to go away for break, but you're listening to Adrian Starks on Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie this Friday. Don't go away. There's some great things coming back up, and we'll be right back.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
My name is Adrian the Champ Starks, and I am an international speaker, author, coach, and the founder of Champion Up. My mission in life is to help individuals overcome their obstacles by searching, believing, conditioning, and acting upon their winning potential. Why? Because winning is in all of our DNA, and you were born to win. So if you really want to believe in that champion in you, go to my website, championup.net, to discover more about your winning potential.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Attention, natural and holistic business owners. For a limited time, Seattle Natural Awakenings is offering 2 free calendar listings per month with the purchase of a directory listing. Your listing will be printed in Seattle Natural Awakenings magazine and distributed to over 50,000 local readers interested in sustainable and healthy living. This package offers huge savings along with powerful promotion for your event or business. Don't delay, this offer expires soon. Call 425-350-5448 to get started or visit us at seattleawakenings.com.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150. But there's no denying you're a champion.
Greatest of them all, you're a champion. Welcome back. This is Adrian Starks, and I'm filling in for Dina Marie this Friday. And we were discussing just recently the fears that we have in a society here. And once again, Benny is the man cueing me in on this wonderful champion song.
Oh, thank you very much. I give credit to RuPaul. The fearing of the fear, yes. Challenging that fear is what we're at.
That's where we're at. And for all of you who are just now tuning in, you know, the word champion came up, and I want you to understand the word champion. It's not about anything masculine. It's about really just being a human being and being creative and being able to stand for something that you feel rightful about in life and seeing it to its production, as I mentioned before. But this segment, let's talk about the fears of failure. You see, fear can be a huge obstacle for you because I find that some people, they fear failure, but some others also fear success. Now, this is where we get kind of tricky here. People say, well, what do you mean fear success? I mean, I want success. Sometimes you'll tell yourself, well, maybe this is not the time. Have you ever heard that before? Or, I'm not ready yet. Or, I don't have enough time right now.
It's always that one.
It's always
I don't know.
One.
I just don't. I can't fit it in.
Exactly. And what that is you saying that you're fearing your success, that you don't want to take that risk because, you know, you think you're going to fail subconsciously, but reality is that you're fearing what could come along with the success because success has more responsibility. That's what happens. I want to give you a quote from Hafiz, a great Persian poet, and he said this, which is absolutely beautiful. He said, "Fear is the cheapest room in the house, and I want to see you all living in better conditions." Oh, come on now, Hafiz. Fear is the cheapest room in the house, and I want to see you all living in better conditions. Think about that. Every day when we're walking in fear, scared we're going to die, scared something's going to happen to us, scared something's going to happen to our loved ones, we're living in a dirty house. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I like my house clean, you know, and somebody, if I'm in someone's house, I'm going to be like, okay, that needs to be put over there, that needs to be put over there.
And
but
for that, you get a ding.
But it's true. We live in our own fearful houses, and we wonder why we can't open up to the world, literally. You know, we can't open up because we got our doors closed. So I say that we got to start living in better conditions, ladies and gentlemen. And so how do we do that? How do we live in better conditions? Do we ignore our fear, Benny?
Try not to.
Okay.
But we do.
We do, right? Do you think fear is something that we could outgrow at some point or just get over it, some people would say?
Well, if you want to get technical, it could be the type of fear, what it's going to be around. I mean, someone's going to be confident in some or all forms, but I don't know. Maybe it's it could be a mind game, right? Absolutely. As far as like what you're having the fear around. Does that make sense?
So
like,
that totally makes
sense. I have
fear
of getting on the freeway, and I really don't. But I'm saying using an example, you know, and I'll probably never ever do it because I'm that terrified of it.
Exactly.
There could be some help there, or not at all. Mm-hmm. But you have to engage that.
Exactly. You have to engage that fear. And I love what you said, Benny, about engaging that fear, because that's what I call challenging the fear. Mm-hmm. And champions, they do this. Champions have a special way of challenging and taking on their fears because they realize that fear is just an obstacle, actually. An obstacle is not the end of the road for a champion. An obstacle is only a bump in the road. And they just try to find a way to get over that fear. And the same thing with me, too, Benny. I remember when I was a young child, I had an experience where I think it was age 6, where I was learning how to swim, and I almost drowned. And from that point, I just got out of the pool. I remember the instructor trying to console me, and I was like, told my parents, I'm done.
Never doing this ever again.
Never getting in the pool
again.
I hate
the water.
And I never got back in the pool again until I'm 37 now, 30 years later.
Wow.
And
okay.
I'm learning how to swim. I don't have no floaties on. I'm not wearing no floaties, but
for that though, you face the fear. You're challenging it. Good for you.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Absolutely. So we're challenging the fear, but how did I do that? Did I just jump in the deep end of the water? Absolutely not. See, old school people would have just thrown you in the deep end of the water.
So true.
But the young generation, the generation behind us, we need to start slowly. So I started in the shallow end. You know, and it was embarrassing to be with other little kids. And I'm like this grown man, you know, in the shallow end. I'm like, oh, come on now. But I had
only
to start.
There's other parents wondering, like, why is that guy over there?
It's like, oh, my goodness. I hope this is his only
come
class.
Come on, babies. Yes, come down to this end.
Exactly.
I swear I'm just learning how to swim.
I swear I'm not looking at anybody. Just I'm just swearing.
Right,
just
right, right.
So back to what I was saying about the swimming in the shallow end. See, the thing is that we have to learn somehow, right? So start working on your fear in small segments. You know, start in the shallow end of something. So let's just say if you're afraid of roller coasters, this is a good example, and you want to really ride a huge roller coaster, one of the toughest roller coasters out there. Do you start with the big roller coaster and just scare yourself to death out of it? No. You start with smaller roller coaster rides. You know, get yourself going. Learn about it a little bit. Same thing with anything else you're trying to do. Just begin to start in the shallow end of it and work on it. Your courage is a muscle, and it has to be worked daily by putting yourself into positions of being uncomfortable. That's basically how you work through some fears. So by me getting in the water in the shallow end, I was uncomfortable because I knew that eventually at some point I got to get in the deep end. But by working in the shallow end of that fear and learning the techniques of swimming, learning that my feet can touch the ground at some point, learning that at some point I'm going to get into the deep end, that helped me work through my fear, ladies and gentlemen. So If you're listening right now and you have a fear about something that's been driving you crazy for years, I'm asking you to jump into the driver's seat of your car and put fear in the passenger seat, okay? Because fear can literally drive you crazy if you're not careful with it. Now, you can't kick fear out of the vehicle of your car because fear is always going to be there. Fear is just part of human life. And fear is actually something that can save us from a really bad situation. So I'm not saying that we should ignore fear, you know, to put yourself in danger. No, don't do that. But something that you know is not life-threatening, but it's just something that you're nervous about, that means that's something that you should be working through. That's the challenge for you. So champions have a way of stepping into a challenge by conditioning themselves every single day, getting uncomfortable, doing something out of the ordinary. So let me give you some examples here of what you can do to start working on your fears. Maybe it's walking down the street and acting a little weird. Or maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me. But let's just say if you're walking down the street, say hello to someone. You know, introduce yourself first instead of them introducing themselves first. This is a small self-confidence builder that many people don't realize. And this works through your fear. Many of us, we wait for someone to say something to us before we initiate the conversation. So when you begin to initiate a conversation and you say, hi, my name is, then that's working on your courage muscle because you are present and you believe you are important and you want to start first. That's how we start working on some of our fears. And you can do this daily. You know, maybe working on your courage muscle could be, you know, exercising a little bit more. Going to bed earlier, because most people like to stay up late and watch TV shows, but going to bed earlier so you can get up earlier in the morning. This is something that's uncomfortable for a lot of people, but what it does for you is it builds your mental resilience, and that you can start using toward your fears. You see what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? So we have to start exercising our courage a little bit more daily. And the next thing you could do with working your courage muscle is by, let's just say, telling someone no when you should say no to someone, like I mentioned before. Maybe you have a problem being direct with people. See, we live in a society now where we have the disease to please. I think Oprah Winfrey talks about this a lot. And we're afraid to say what we need to say because we think we're going to step on someone's toes. And reality is that you're never stepping on anyone's toes. They're allowing their toes to be stepped on. So that's not your responsibility to worry about what they take from the conversation. If you approach it with good intention, then that's going to be the courage you'll need to push through and to be your authentic self. And that's what champions do in life. And that's what I mean by championing up to life. When we champion up, we accept the fact that we are champions and we have a right to stand our ground. We have a right to stand in courage and not live in fear. Because if we continue to live in fear, what happens to us is that we just pull back from society. We stay in this little comfort zone and there's no growth there, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're listening right now, too, you're probably thinking, well, Adrian, what about, you know, the things going around the world, people dying, people in poverty? And I'm not saying that we cannot be empathetic or be sympathetic. We should be aware of these things. But remember I told you about fear. Fear can have a way of really making us think that our world is not the way it should be. And then we stop living simply. So we got to start learning how to not look at the world and say, well, this is happening to me. But look at the world and saying, this is happening. I can't control that out there. All I can do is control my perception and what I need to deal with right now. And that's why fear is such an important thing that we're dealing with as a society, because not only are we impacted by it, but our children are. Our children right now are living in fear. You know, we see this a lot in schools going on, the bullying that's happening, the kids that are afraid to be themselves, the kids that don't want to talk to their parents about something because they're scared that their parents may not think they're strong. You know, and so this is a society where we have to start taking back our courage and working that courage muscle day in and day out by stepping into the uncomfortable parts of our lives and building up ourselves. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when I started doing this, when I decided to no longer live in fear, to accept it as part of human nature, but not let it paralyze me, my whole life changed. It changed. I've been further in 3 years than I've been in the whole lifetime because I take daily steps every day outside of my comfort zone so that I can take on the challenges of fear. As I mentioned to you before, this is my first talk show I'm hosting. And I was nervous when Dina told me about it. But immediately I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to make this happen. Because I knew that the more that we step into the fear and we take it on, we become stronger, we become better, and we become simply wiser. And when you build this resiliency of having courage, what happens to you is that you take that part of you into the next obstacle that will come your way, because many obstacles will come your way. You know, and I remember Maya Angelou, great poet, she had something that really inspired me about the word courage. Maya said that courage is the strongest of all the virtues, because without courage, we cannot exercise any of the others consistently. Think about that. Courage is the initial step that we need in this society to get beyond that blockage of fear so we can start working on other aspects of our life. If we do not have the courage, if we do not want to accept our courage, we will not be able to get beyond our fears. And fears can control us to stay in one spot, be stuck, unhappy, unfulfilled, and then we wonder why life is not working to our advantage. Reality is life is always working to our advantage. We just have to step into our courage to get beyond the fear of illusion. So I want you to think about this. We're going to go on break here, but you're listening to Adrian Starks and Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie this Friday. Don't go away, because we've got some more great things to talk about here, okay?
You want my courage, my sword and shield, grace under pressure, my wall of steel. I was a stone weighing us down. You were the angel I chained to the ground. I miss the way you undress. I miss your head.
Lift Your Spirits in Kauai with Jeannie Russell, the owner of Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. Disconnect and recharge with a week retreat, one-day excursion, or one of the many healing treatments offered at Dolphin Touch. The center is located in downtown Kapa'a and is a short walk to the beach and bike path. Whether you choose a Dolphin Touch therapy session, a personal retreat, or one of the many spirit-lifting activities, you'll experience the magic of Kauai and connect to the amazing people who live there. Visit dolphintouch.org to connect with Jeannie and the beautiful island of Kauai.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camino Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCaminoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camino Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Get out of the daily grind and escape to a truly amazing ziplining adventure at Canopy Tours Northwest, just an hour from Seattle on Camino Island. The award-winning, incredible ziplining experience is waiting for you. Soar through the air on a one-of-a-kind excursion that can only be found at Canopy Tours Northwest. With convenient shuttle service available from Seattle hotels, Canopy Tours is a great affair for your visiting friends and family, too. Read what raving fans are saying about Canopy Tours Northwest online and find out more at canopytoursnw.com.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Oh, man, I'm just cracking up laughing.
Facing that fear.
Facing the fear. Da-da-da, da-da-da. I don't know if you all remember this movie.
Hopefully you do.
Well, the young generation, they probably like, what the heck is that?
No, they'll still see it.
They'll still see it. All right, well, we are rolling into this idea of Jaws, a movie in the 80s that had people scared out of their wits to get in the water anywhere.
Still. For some,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So how does this play into our talk today? Well, all right, let me just do this for you here. I talked to you about how fears cause us to hold back in life and to not move forward, Well, fear has a way of keeping us scared, too, and playing on our sense of perception and reality. So this movie, Jaws, and it came out in the 80s. Oh, what an amazing movie, Benny. It was just this movie that no one had ever seen a fish that large, first of all, and they never saw a fish do that to anyone, and no one knew how to deal with it. It was a horror film. I mean, now the horror films are so very different and much more gruesome now, but that movie made people scared. Like, they didn't want to get in the ocean. They didn't want to put their foot in the ocean. They didn't want to get in lakes. And some people didn't even want to get in the bathtubs. I mean, that was probably me.
From the technical side of things, I mean, Steven Spielberg did an amazing job on building the fear throughout the entire movie, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's what drove him. Whereas now I think fear is instant for a lot. But those are types of fears.
Exactly. And back to the Steven Spielberg about the technical side of things, mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought that up, Benny, because there's a part in the movie where you don't even see the fish. And I think it's a scene, I call it the three barrel scene, where there's three yellow barrels that go up and you hear the fish and they see it and they're following it, the fish, but you just don't see this big thing.
But you know it's there.
You know it's there, and you're just as scared because you know what's under that. I get chill bumps. I just goosebumps thinking about it now. But reality is that that's how fear plays on us, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we can see something somewhere for the first time or hear someone say something, and all of a sudden we carry this idea in our heads all day long about, what if that happens to me? What if that happens tomorrow? What if I can't do that? What if this won't work for me? And we have to be very mindful of not letting anyone's personal fears become your own. I'm going to say that again. Don't let anyone's personal fears become your own. You are responsible for your own fears. So deal with your fears, but don't let anyone else project fears onto you that you're going to believe to be actuality or real for you. So the movie Jaws, Benny, I love that scene, the three barrels scene, because I don't know if you know the story behind it, but this was the first time in history that a movie was done on water. And so, I mean, actually filmed on water for the duration of the film. And there was a scene where the mechanical fish stopped working. And that was the three barrel scene. So if any of you don't know what I'm talking about, just rent the movie or you can get it on Streamline
Netflix
it,
or whatever. Yeah, it's got to be somewhere.
Just fast forward it to like, what the heck is Adrian talking about? It's a three barrel scene, three yellow barrels coming out of the water. And that's because the fish wasn't working during that time. But Steven Spielberg, being the brilliant genius that he is, he realized that, hey, perception. Play the music that you heard earlier. Play it louder. You know the fish is getting closer when it's louder. And boom, you know that something's in that water. And that's what happens to us every day, ladies and gentlemen. We are thinking this big fish of fear is going to come and just grab us. And reality is it's not. And you have to start being very careful with how you perceive your fears out here. Once again, we all have fears. It's okay to have them. But we can't let our fears stop us from doing the things that we know are right for us, doing the things that we know are good for us, doing the things that we know that will allow us to become simply better human beings and express ourselves more powerfully out here on this planet. Because I believe that we're human beings, but we're also human becomings. We're becoming something much more or something much less, depending on what your fear base is. And so one thing about fear is that we have to be mindful of what's causing our fears. So let's get into that. What causes fear for us? Oh, a lot of things for a lot of people. But one easy way is through social media. The news. Now, I'm not saying that these are bad sources. No, I'm saying that there's so much information coming at us so fast that majority of it are things that put us in fear, because people realize that people respond to fear. When you can scare the living daylights out of someone, they're going to pay attention versus, you know, giving them something very positive, uplifting and happy. They just say, oh, yeah, whatever. And they walk away, you know. And so being mindful of your social media participation. You know, in the news. When you wake up in the morning, some of you may do this, but don't turn on your social media right away and start scrolling down your news feed seeing all these bad things going on around the world. You know, don't turn on the television and watch the news right away and find out about all this bad information going on, because the mind will take that in and it will validate whatever your story is right now about your life, and it will search for those things throughout the day, guaranteed.
Yeah, you're automatically starting on the wrong foot.
You're automatically starting on the wrong foot. You know, and people wake up in the morning and they're scared for life. They can't even walk out the front door.
We want you on the right foot.
We want you moving on the right foot. As James Brown said, get on the good foot.
Get on the good feet.
Yep, that's right. So we want you on the good feet in the morning and getting you out there walking in life with a purpose. Because why, you're not meant to walk around being scared all the time. Like I said before, yes, things happen across the world, and we do need to be mindful of those things, be careful with ourselves, be careful with our children, but we cannot allow ourselves to be afraid to just live and enjoy ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have challenges. Challenges are good for us. That builds our mental fortitude. Champions always take on challenges, but we cannot be afraid of adventure through fear. And I find, Benny, that one of the fastest learners on the planet are children. And the reason why is because they have a limited amount of fear. I don't know if any of you have children, but they will scare the living daylights out of you by doing just the random things. And you're like, sit down, don't do that. Where are you going now? What? Because they're all about adventure. And what happens is, as they take on their adventures, they get more experiences. And then they learn, and that's why they learn so fast, because they have so many adventures and experiences. And they simply build up that mental fortitude to work through their fears. So what can we do to build our mental fortitude for our fears? Well, start having that childlike curiosity again. You know, start doing some things every day that walk you into the unknown. As I mentioned before, doing some things different, taking a different route to work. You know, eating something you've never eaten before. You know, I mean, reading a book that you haven't read before, you know, having a conversation with someone that you typically wouldn't have a conversation with. I mean, challenge yourself to get a little uncomfortable, because what happens is, when you get uncomfortable and you learn about being uncomfortable, it's not so bad. When you get fed the negativity of the world, when something happens around you that you can't control, you don't fold to it, because you understand that you are in control of you. And it's so important that we are in control of how we perceive our fears. And like I mentioned to you before about the whole thing with Jaws, brilliant movie, but the perception of it was about this amazing fish underneath water. And we didn't even see the fish most of the time, but we knew it was there. And that played on our insecurities to feel like something was going to harm us. And that's what fear does to people. They have this emotional context that something is going to harm them, when reality is it's not. What you'll find behind your obstacles and challenges are basically opportunities. But the only way to get to those things are to step through your fear and hit your challenge with a winning curiosity, like champions do. And that's why I'm so fascinated with champions, because champions come in all shapes and sizes, all backgrounds, and they have a special way of taking on their fears. And understanding that fear is a process of life. You can't ignore it. You can't make it disappear. But like I mentioned to you before, you have to have control over it. And that is putting it in the passenger seat of your car and not letting it drive you crazy. So start working on what you're taking into your database, meaning your mind, your life. You know, what are you reading? What are you listening to? You know, Benny and I were just talking earlier about music. You know, and music is so important. But the thing is that I feel like our younger generation right now are listening to a lot of things that are negative. And then they are
fearful. There's no substance.
There's no substance to it, right?
Nothing.
And so if they're listening to this all day long, imagine what they're thinking about too. And it's not just them. It's everyone. You know, if we're not mindful for what we're listening to, who we are around most of the time, you know, what we're watching, then this becomes the things that validate our fears even further. So we have to be mindful of that and just to be careful with it. You know, in the morning time, don't open your phones right away and just look at social media. Don't turn on your TVs right away looking at, you know, the news. Sit yourself down in the morning time and say, today's a day I'm going to take on my day. And it's going to be a powerful day. I've got the courage to take on whatever comes my way. And you need to say, I can handle this. I can handle whatever comes my way because I'm greater than my fears. And once again, I'm not saying your day is going to be perfect. My days are never perfect. I have challenges all the time. But what I realize is that when I do have a challenge and it puts me into a fear state, I don't move away from it. I walk toward it, because there's something about the fear that I need to find out. And that's why it's so important for us to make sure that we are walking into our courage daily. As I mentioned to you before about Hafiz's quote saying, this Persian poet, he said that, fear is the cheapest room in the house. I want to see you living in better conditions. Well, I'm telling all of you today that I think we should all start living in better conditions. is so important for us. It's so important for our health, for our vitality, for our ability to be able to achieve more out here in this world. And it's so important for us to understand that you are worth everything and that your fear will make you feel like you're not. And if you're having a bad day, understand that the bad day can always end when you decide that it's not a bad day. It's just a challenging day. We call it character building days. You get somebody that gets on your nerves and you say, oh, that person just ruined my day. No, they didn't. They just challenged you. What about that conversation can you pull that you can say, you know what? That person was a jerk still, but why did I respond that way to them? You know, that's your challenge. You know, maybe I could have done something better. So we have control over our days. Our days don't have control over us. But if we have fear, our days will have control over us. So have no fear when it comes to your courage, champions. And so what we're going to do right now here is that we're going to go on a nice break. And this is Adrian Starks again on the Dina Marie Lift Your Spirit Show. Stay tuned, okay? Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tea with Your Dragon is a tea shop located in historic downtown Stanwood. They specialize in herbal products to improve your everyday life and carry over 150 bulk herbs, spices, and teas. Their teas are carefully handcrafted with the finest organic ingredients. Tea with Your Dragon is full of whimsical gifts, locally handmade jewelry, and has a beautiful collection of stones and crystals. To learn more, visit teawithyourdragon.com or like them on Facebook to see upcoming classes and events.
Naked City strives to carry on the rich tradition of the American public house, where great food and delicious beer set the table for community life. With award-winning brew pubs in Seattle and on Kamano Island, Naked City features delicious beers alongside with gourmet food with fresh local ingredients. Naked City hosts a variety of events and many are free and open to all ages. Come one, come all to Naked City, where every beer tells a story and each one ferments in its own time. Visit drink.nakedcity.beer or like them on Facebook for details on the best beer, food, and culture in the Northwest.
My name is Adrian the Champ Starks, and I am an international speaker, author, coach, and the founder of Champion Up. My mission in life is to help individuals overcome their obstacles by searching, believing, conditioning, and acting upon their winning potential. Why? Because winning is in all of our DNA, and you were born to win. So if you really want to believe in that champion in you, go to my website, championup.net, to discover more about your winning potential.
Tune in to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150. You will be introduced to fascinating people, discover fun places to visit, and be encouraged to participate in activities that will lift your spirits. For a schedule of upcoming guests, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com. For archive shows, go to 1150kknw.com. Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie is sponsored by Seattle Natural Awakenings Magazine.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Happy Friday, champions. This is Adrian Starks and Adina Marie, Lift Your Spirits talk show, and we were just on the good foot. Ain't that right?
On the good foot.
Whoa. Oh, man. Whoa. I almost missed my cue there because I was over here dancing. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is how you can control your day through fear. You know, just turn on something good. Good music, you know, and like I said, that last segment, if you have that conversation with somebody and they tick you off, just play a James Brown song. Get on the good foot and walk away from them. I said walk away and just keep it moving. You know, that's how we deal with our fear. And that fear is like that. When we have fear in our lives, we got to just keep it moving. And as I mentioned to you before, fear is not going to go away unless you deal with it head on. And fear will always be there. If you're growing, if you're pushing yourself, if you're expanding, fear is always going to be there. If you're walking into unfamiliar territory, something you don't know about, fear is always going to be there. You know, I remember reading something about Martin Luther King Jr., and he said before his speech, that really powerful speech I think that everyone knows about, I have a dream speech, and powerful speech, he was scared before the speech. Actually, he was sitting down in his chair, just scribbling away at the speech itself, because he wasn't sure all that was going to be right. And here's the funny thing. The I Have a Dream speech wasn't even the speech he was going to say. There was someone in the crowd who said, Martin, tell him about your dream. That was Mahalia Jackson. And at that moment, he improvised. He threw in the I Have a Dream, and that was it. But see what happens when you can just, like, all of a sudden you have fear, and all of a sudden the fear can change, and then all of a sudden you have this thing happen for you? Many people miss that cue because what do? They run away from their fear. As I mentioned before, Benny, in the very first segment, I said, you know, fear, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. And I think that we need to start looking at facing everything and rising. This segment, I want to get a little bit more specific with you when it comes to how fear can impact us. And fear can make us feel like we don't measure up to society. And this has always been a really big concern for me, because when I overcame my obstacles in life, and I had a really huge concern or problem with not feeling adequate enough. I don't know if anyone out here is feeling that way right now, where you feel like you have to give everything to everyone and no one gives anything to you. And you're giving more than what you're receiving. And I know we live in a life where, you know, the secret to living is giving, but when we give so much to the point where we're empty and there's nothing left, but yet we continue to give, that's when we lose ourselves. And we got to start filling ourselves up again with the things that we want in life, and to allow ourselves to not run our lives out of fear of people not liking us, fear of people being mad at us, fear of people, you know, just not wanting to be around us. You have to have the courage to be disliked at times. I've learned this. And if you have the courage to do that, then guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to walk with less fear, because everybody fails. Everyone messes up. Everyone makes mistakes. Nobody is going to do everything perfect the first time. So if you're wanting to try something new in your life, let me tell you, do it. Do it now, and do it the best way you can, because that's the only way that you're going to learn. One thing that's very alarming to me is that we are facing a worldwide epidemic right now going on in society. And this is called depression. There's over 300 million people who suffer from depression worldwide. It is a huge epidemic. And of this 300 million people, half of these people are the younger generation from ages of 15 to 29 year olds. But the question is, why are they depressed? And what can we do about that? If you think that depression has not impacted you, think again. Depression comes in many different fragments. Sadness, feeling lonely, feeling alone, inadequate, having fear, having self-doubt, having envy, anger, worry, disappointment. All these add up to one negative image of yourself that says, oh, I'm not worth it. Well, I can't handle it. Maybe next time. They're so lucky they got that. I wish I had what they had. And this is the negative self-talk that we do not want, ladies and gentlemen. That's fear talk. What we need to start having more of is, I deserve that. I can handle that. I don't know it yet, but I'm going to figure it out. I may have failed at this, but you know what? I'm going to come right back again and do it over again. And if we do this, we can actually help to combat depression going on around the world, because I feel like depression is happening for a lot of people because of a feeling of being stuck and not being able to move, because reality is that we have fears that we're not addressing. Now, there are some medical concerns with depression that are, you know, validated through a medical sense, and I understand that. But depression for a lot of people is based on fear of not moving. You know, if we look at water, for instance, water is a powerful source, but it has to move. And what happens with water when it doesn't move? If you keep it in one spot all the time and there's no ventilation, there's no movement, no current, it will get stale. Anything in it will die, and there will be no life force behind it. Guess what happens with the human body? We're consisting of 70% water. Every cell in our body needs water. The brain, the head, consists of 80% water. So when we don't move around, move through our fears, we stay stagnant in life, guess what happens to us? We feel stale. We feel stuck. We feel lifeless. So we have to start moving ourselves each day. And when I work with my clients, I really help them get beyond some steps, because there's a few steps that champions take in life that help them get beyond their fears and help them take on a winning approach, a winning lifestyle. And these steps come from challenging yourself first, you know, and that's what we're going to talk about, you know, this last segment is challenging yourself. You know, every day you should challenge yourself to do something different, and this is going to help you work on your fears. Because once again, courage is a muscle that you have to continue to condition daily. If you go to the gym, you want to work on a certain body part to get stronger. What do? You got to work on that body part. If you want to work on your courage, you've got to work on the courage by putting yourself into uncomfortable positions daily. And so each day, I want you guys to write on a sheet of paper, challenge. And under challenge, write something down that you need to do or you're going to do that day. It's going to challenge yourself. And so why is this important? Well, it's important because what you're doing is you're teaching yourself to be uncomfortable. And fear happens to a lot of people because they do not want to be uncomfortable. They want to be safe. They want to be untouched. They want to be secure and nothing can happen to them. But here's the reality. Things always happen, even if you're in this comfortable, safe spot. And so depression occurs when people's safe spot gets rattled and they can't figure out how to get out of it because they haven't been practicing the act of courage of walking out of their challenges daily. So fear cannot be something that we can allow ourselves to fall under anymore. So replace fear with the word courage and think about that daily. What does courage mean to you? Why is courage so important in a society that's driven by fear right now? So we have to start championing up to our fears, because fears are the emotional belief systems that we attach to an unanticipated, unwanted outcome. I'll say that again. Fears are the emotional belief systems we attach to an anticipated, unwanted outcome. You see, I find that many people think of worst case scenario before they think of best case scenario. Have any of you done that before? When something is coming your way, you think of what's the worst thing that can happen. You remember the phrase, prepare for a rainy day? I don't believe that anymore. Because if you prepare for a rainy day, you're going to get that rainy day. That's guaranteed. So we have to be very mindful of what we're preparing for with our fears. Fears are something that are invisible. They can become very visible if we place too much emphasis on it. And so fear, once again, is something that we all have. Every successful person across the planet in their own endeavors has fears. Fear is something we cannot evade as a human race. Fear is actually something that could be good for us from time to time to protect us from being harmed. But the reality is that fear is used too much to keep us paralyzed into not doing more with ourselves and our lives, because we fear people. We fear what they're going to say. We fear what's going to happen. We fear the results, the outcome. And reality is that things will always happen. And you can't sit around worrying about it. And so my clients, I teach them is how to look at our biggest challenge. That's challenging yourself. What is the thing that you fear right now? And why? And let's start taking some daily steps on it. Remember when I told you about how I learned how to swim again? I started in the shallow end. That's how we start with our fears. We start in the shallow end of our fears. And so this has been an absolutely fascinating time today, talking about our fears and how to deal with them. But we must remember that we can't determine what happens in the world, but we always have the ability to decide how to respond to what happens in the world. That's up to us. I want you to champion up your hearts, champion up your minds, and lift those spirits. Come on, lift those spirits. Get them high. Get them up there. Because why? You're that powerful. And this is just not an easy play on words, ladies and gentlemen, because I love to talk. Benny knows this. He's been telling me to shut up for the last 2 minutes.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have. I see you over there. But what I'm saying is that we're just a powerful race, human race. And we got to start owning up to that, because I believe winning is in our DNA. You know what DNA means to me? Destiny needs acceptance. You got to start accepting yourself and stop letting fear drive you crazy, because you're greater than your fears. So you're stronger than you realize. To find out more about overcoming your obstacles and living a life of value, fulfillment, and achievement, and overcoming more fears and conditioning yourself like a true champion, go to my website, championup.net. I'll repeat it again, championup.net. This is Adrian Starks and Adina Marie, Lift Your Spirits talk show. It has been a fascinating time, Benny, and I will be back.